something along the side of the street for people to walk on.
Well, there's sidewalks.
Mm-hmm. What, you know, in town there's a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street. What would you call that?
Well, now, I don't believe I've ever heard anybody say anything about that. That'd be a yard or something like that. It'd have to be in front of a building or a house or to be a yard. Or, so I don't know. I don't know what they call it. What is it called?
Well, there's a lot of different terms. Some tree belt or parking strip or parkway.
Well, now, in our country, you don't park on that grass there. They don't allow that, not even down here on the lake.
Uh-huh.
You don't park on that grass. And uptown, you don't either up there.
Where do you park uptown?
You have to park at a parking lot or a parking zone. You don't park on no grass or nothing. You don't even get on it. In fact, you don't even walk on it because a lot of people will have you fined if they catch you walking on their grass up there.
Mm-hmm.
And you. So I don't know about that, but I do know what's in our place. And they just don't allow that.
Mm-hmm. Say if you were walking along the road and an animal jumped out and scared you, you'd say, I picked up a
rock or a stone or
what?
Threw it at him.
Anything else you'd say besides threw it at him?
Well, you say I throwed it at him.
Mm-hmm. What about chunked it or pitched it or
What?
Chunked it at him?
Yeah, some people call it chunked it at him. I always said I throwed it at him. But it's supposed to be threw at him, I think.
Uh-huh. Say if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and nobody answered, you'd say, well, I guess he's not
home. I don't guess anybody home.
And if you went into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't counted on seeing, you'd say, this morning I just happened to
meet so-and-so or see so-and-so.
Or just happen to run.
You run into so-and-so, but that wouldn't be right because you didn't run into him. If you run into something, that means you hit it.
And say if a child's given the same name that her mother has, you'd say they named the child
after his mother.
And if someone was walking in your direction, you say he's coming straight.
Yeah, towards me.
And something that people drink for breakfast.
Well, now that's more, a lot of people, most people drink coffee.
Uh-huh.
Some of them drink tea. But most of them in this part of the world drink coffee for breakfast.
Say if you wanted some coffee and they're wanting you ready, you say, well, I guess I have to go.
Make me some coffee.
Right. And talking about putting milk in your coffee, you'd say some people like it.
Yeah, it's cream in the coffee is what we call it.
Uh-huh.
Some of them, that's what they call it here, is cream in the coffee. Put
uh-huh.
cream in the coffee.
What if you don't put cream or sugar in it? You say
they call it black, mm-hmm. drink it straight.
Any other expressions for that?
Well, I guess they are in cafes and things. They got different things, names they call it for it. But here we say, no, we just drink it straight.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear drinking coffee barefooted?
No, I don't believe I have.
That's what some people would call black coffee.
It is. Some of them, let's see now, what is I hear in a cafe? I can't think of what they said when they were. Something about midnight. I don't know what, I forgot why they brung it in there. But I hear them in the cafe over at Dallas and we was in there. I hear them say something about, but I forgot how they brung it in.
Mm-hmm.
They give the order in and then they bring the coffee in at midnight or something like that.
Uh-huh. You say, some people will eat cornflakes dry, but most people like them.
Yeah, with milk or.
Uh-huh. And you tell a child now, you can either eat what's put before you, or you can do
it that.
And say if you say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a what?
A few feet or a few yards or.
Uh-huh. Or a
few miles or a few hundred yards or
uh-huh.
Say, just a little piece or...
Uh-huh. And if you had been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still had
approximately 500 miles to make.
That would be a what to go?